Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis, and it is Friday, August 26, 2011.
How you doing, people? This is episode 7.11, the AFC South and AFC West assessment show.
Plus a little bit of extras thrown in about, not to drop names, but us hanging out with Drew Brees, Sean Payton, and the entire New Orleans Saints team yesterday.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. We'll talk about that.
And some girl named Irene.
Something about someone who does something named Irene.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right, Jeffrey, so you really had people going today.
What'd I do?
Well, Irene, you got mad at Irene.
I hope people enjoyed that. All I noticed is when you played it back for Elena and her friend, what was her little friend's name?
Caitlin.
They giggled.
They did giggle.
And so I'm like, I know that I can kill a 10-year-old audience. So I've got that going for me, that my jokes work with 10-year-olds.
Yes. Yeah, so
I only hope it plays with an age demographic that's a little on the older side.
The 10-year-old community definitely
appreciates my sense of humor.
Yes.
Which is not comforting in the least.
Okay.
You know what amazed me? So with a 5-minute football fix the other day, Steven, yeah. I was talking to Jordan, and I was trying to explain a joke that we had done on the show. And he says, I know. I'm like, what do you mean I know? I saw it.
You
actually went out and looked at it? You got to realize what it's like to be what we call micro celebrities, which means that if you're in the right context on the right day in the right hour, you're kind of famous. That's a micro celebrity. That's what Steven and I are. But to be a micro celebrity and to have your family notice at all is remarkable, because the biggest concern at my house, at least, Steven, is did I take out the trash? Did dinner get ready on time? And then like 90th on the list is how did it go today?
I see.
You know, and so to have your son say that he saw it, and I said, and we made this joke, did you think it was funny? He says, yeah, I laughed actually pretty hard. He never laughs at me, and he laughed at me when it was on video.
Very happy for you that your son is taking notice.
And my niece.
My family watches every night, so.
Do you make them?
No, they do it on their own.
Wow.
Elena even posts to our Google Plus.
Yeah, that's because she's desperate to have her voice known in the social stratosphere because she's young. And she just feels like she's left behind because everyone in her life is older and all over the social media.
Yes.
And she's like, when's it my turn?
Well,
when does my voice get heard?
She does get to make a post on Google.
Does she have a lot of followers there, does she?
No, because we don't allow anyone to follow her, actually. She can follow. She follows friends and family.
There you
and
go.
And that's about it. Other than that,
there you go.
There is no nothing. Nothing.
So, Steven, you realize it's 13 days from right now that New Orleans at Green Bay.
Football, baby!
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I can't wait. What, 13 days?
13
really?
Days. 13 days. Is it that
sure?
long? Yeah, it's that long.
Man, because it seems closer. I guess it's because we were there.
And yes!
It was awesome. And just the hitting and
bang!
The good stuff. The dinner was good too. It was delicious.
I'm glad you enjoyed your supper at Woodhouse.
The Wood Ranch.
The Wood Ranch, whatever.
The Wood Ranch. It was great there. But before we get to the division, Jeffrey, just real quickly. Well, the news that we covered this morning on the 5-minute football fix, if you're interested in the Washington Redskins.
See, we have numbers, so we know that most of you haven't seen it. And we're not being critical, but we got to bring you up to date.
Redskins quarterback Carousel, the losing their second round pick. Who else did we talk about? On the Saints. Go out and check out the 5-minute football fix. You'll get caught up there.
Show donors, guess what?
Show donors, you've got a very nice, cool video coming.
I shot over 800 photos yesterday.
We're not going to make you sit there and watch
and
look
I've
at 800
edited
photos.
It down to 50.
That's
the top 50 photos from training camp at the New Orleans Saints yesterday. And there are some terrific ones, Steven.
And a nice little video that we're putting out for the show, Donus. You could see what we did at camp. It was very, very good.
Jeff and Steven go to camp.
We went to camp and had fun at camp, actually. I think next year we must hit more camps. I think next year
we actually have a training camp tour.
Yeah, I think what we do next year is we get someone to give us a huge, giant bus.
Everyone does a bus. I want a plane.
You're spoiled, man.
Oh, yeah, spoiled. As we slept out there near Murano yesterday. Yeah, I was pretty spoiled.
You know what? That's what we do. We get somebody to give us a brand new bitchin' SUV vehicle, like a Hummer or something.
That gets eight miles a gallon? Do we need a fuel sponsor?
They'll pay for the fuel.
ExxonMobil.
And then we just drive to all the camps, man.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I'm all over it, but everyone's doing the bus, so you're right. We need something different. We don't need no stinking bus. We need a Chevy Suburban.
big old
urban assault vehicle.
Yeah, something's got to be fast, though. I don't want to be like, you know, only being able to go 50 miles.
Put the V12 in it.
Oh, God.
We'll drop a 12-cylinder in there, and we'll be there whenever we want.
We'll be dropping a skajillion dollars in gasoline.
Traffic tickets.
Okay, let's get to it, Jeffrey. We're going to start with the AFC South.
A reminder of what we're covering right now in the next hour. Titans, Jaguars, Colts, Texans.
Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, and the San Diego Superchargers. Yes, I gave them a little bit more love.
You gave them supercharged.
I did, even though they wouldn't respond to my email. But that's okay. In all honesty, they did respond to my email. I'm just kidding.
They just said no.
Yeah. That's true. I won't deny it. But we're on their radar, at least. You know, they'll at least now return.
When they say no, they've said something.
Previously, they would just ignore
them. Just blow us off. Now, they can't. Sky Sports. Yes, do you know who you're offending?
Yes.
Come on.
You're offending the people of Sky Sports. Let's start with the Houston Texans. Oh, wait a minute. Give me the thing. Look it. Look at what I'm doing.
Oh.
No, that's not it. There you go. Breaking news, and this has nothing to do with the Houston Texans, but I've got to talk about this for a second.
Wow. I'm reading what Trisha just sent.
Dolphin safety Sean Smith. I cannot believe it. The Miami Dolphin safety Sean Smith has come out and said that the Miami Dolphins, with him, have the best safety tandem in the league. Seriously, dude? I mean, you got to be kidding me, right?
Okay, try it again.
Didn't he get benched last season at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, so try it again. Try the headline on me again. Let's see if
they
I can
have
it.
The best tandem in the league.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, not really.
That's not breaking news, Steven,
this is breaking news. Your wife, my sister, sent this just 7 minutes ago. And this is about that person you didn't want to talk about, Irene. City officials have made the unprecedented decision in New York City to shut down the mass transit system starting at noon Saturday and to evacuate by 5 p.m. more than 250,000 New Yorkers who live along the southern coastal rim of the city. This includes Manhattan's Battery Park.
What is that woman doing?
Irene, I don't know. She's relentless. Parts of Staten Island, Brooklyn's Howard and Manhattan, beaches and everyone in the beachfront communities of Rockaway.
All sporting, street, and outdoor cultural events, including a Dave Matthews concert, are canceled for Saturday and Sunday. Does that include Giants Jets?
Now, you see, the Meadowlands Stadium is safe from that because it's just across the river, the Hudson, which I can't imagine. I mean, if there's flooding in lower Manhattan, I still don't see that how that affects the Hudson and therefore the other side into New Jersey.
So you're saying that because
but
the
you won't
stadium
be able to
is
take,
in New Jersey,
yeah, the game could go,
go
on,
but
you
no
damn
one's
going
to get there.
You damn well.
How do you get there? Walk?
Well, aren't all Giants Jets fans New Jersey people?
No.
Oh, that's right. They're New York Brewers. Yeah. They're New Yorkers, and they're from the Burbs, too. So yeah. It's like, I don't know.
How do they get to the game?
Come basically using mass transit.
And mass transit's been canceled.
I don't, you know what? There's no mention of how this is going to affect the Giants Jets games, but I have a hunch
it does. The Giants Jets game had already been moved to 2 p.m.
I know.
It was originally scheduled to be 7 p.m. Saturday. They moved it to 2, and now all of a sudden they get this bomb on them.
I know.
You know what? They're going to play it tomorrow. They'll play it Friday. Oh, it is Friday. They're going to play it tonight. Play the game tonight.
I doubt they can actually pull off the logistics
can't
of that.
Play a game tonight.
A Friday night in New York City, and we're just going to move a venue. Don't worry about it. Yeah. No, I think they'll probably wait till Monday.
Oh, come on. You could do it if you really tried.
No, this is unfortunate. This is very unfortunate that this hurricane is causing such really unprecedented disruption across the – usually these things don't make it that far up the eastern seaboard. They usually piddle out by the time you hit Virginia or something, and you make the naval fleet have to go out to sea.
I was about to say, come on, Irene, but it's Eileen.
It's Eileen. Come on, Eileen.
I can't even
give us
sing.
A break, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. Irene, give it up, dude. Why does there have to be hurricanes anyways?
Well, my question I wanted to ask on the fix, which would have been a massive tangent, and we don't tangent on the
we
fix.
We do not tangent on the fix.
Do these have to be named after women?
Well, they're not always after women.
Oh, there was a hurricane Hugo.
Yeah,
and
it's the way they
it's
are.
Alphabetic,
it's alphabetical,
I know.
And then basically what happens is
they alternate
when
the
they
genders?
Get to the I, they're like, what
Ignacio.
Are you feeling?
Sorry, Nacho.
Who just sent us an email? He's getting ready to depart the country.
Finally,
we're
dude.
We're deporting him back to Spain.
It's time you leave. You don't got to go home, but you got to get out of here.
I don't know how they come up with the names. I think seriously.
No, it's alphabetic.
Two guys. It is alphabetic, right. But then the guys,
they
flip
retire
a coin.
Names. Like Katrina, there will never be a Hurricane Katrina.
Really?
No.
Okay.
If it is devastating enough as a hurricane or a monsoon, they will go and retire the name because they don't want to bring up those memories for people.
I see. Another Katrina.
No, there'll never be another Katrina.
Yeah, there'll never be another
because
Katrina.
It's the name.
Well, that's
retired.
Good. So what about Irene? She's been causing some havoc. Are we going to see another Irene ever again?
I don't know. Are we ever going to see? Are they going to retire Irene? I don't know. We'll see. Okay. We live here in California. We don't know nothing.
We don't know anything about it.
All I know is this woman's got to put down her cane. I really did enjoy that on the fix this morning. Seems like it's a hurricane.
Fun.
She's got a cane.
No, she doesn't have a cane. Let's start with the Houston Texans now. This is a team that has...
I love Talk Texans.
Really?
Every year, they're the team of promise, Steven. Let's get started with them.
You hit bang them again? We had already hit banged them.
Yeah, but then we broke into breaking
news.
Well,
of course we did.
We broke into breaking news.
J.J. Watt, the first pick defensive end that they got, has been doing pretty good. But, Jeffrey, here's my problem with the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
They hurt people.
They hurt people?
Yes, not
really.
On the football field. They hurt them emotionally.
They and hurt those, people's feelings.
Those people that they hurt is usually their fans.
Houstonians.
This is the year! This is the year!
If you're buying the Kool-Aid that this is the year on the Houston Texans any year, you're a lost cause. You're somebody who gambles on preseason football.
I don't know. Are you ready for this?
This, I guarantee.
Oh, no.
This is
Steven
the year!
Steven just put his tongue between his teeth.
This is the year, people.
Really?
Steven Miranda's guarantee.
Really?
That the Houston Texans
make
are going 500? To the playoffs.
They're not just going to be a
they're
500 team.
They're not just going to be 500.
They're going to the playoffs.
They're not just
going to
be 9-7. They are going to the playoffs. This is the year.
Well,
jump on it. Jump on the bandwagon. Believe the hype. Drink the Kool-Aid because it's so delicious. This is the year, Jeffrey. You were just 1 year too late with your pick.
I see. 1 year too early.
Too early.
And
yes.
I understand that, and I appreciate that. Now, here's the thing. The best thing they have going for them is the schedule where week one, Indianapolis Colts, they host at home. And this
they
could
did
be
last year.
Well,
one.
This could be without Peyton Manning.
Which is
a, and if you can't beat a Manningless Colt, you can't beat anything.
It's
you can't
that.
Beat anything. If you can't beat a painter, come on.
Or a Collins now.
Oh, but no, seriously, Houston looks great. They look great every year. They look better this year than they have in years gone by. But, Steven, I have been burned. I've been scorned. I'm a man scorned.
I know you are a man scorned. And people are starting to scorn you for admitting openly in public that you lied about wearing a Houston's jersey last year.
I got this to say for myself. I may have lied, but I saved myself a lot of money. And I didn't blow any of it on a team that's scorned. They're going to go ahead and scorn me.
They scorned
and
you
and hurt
anyways.
People year after year after year. I didn't throw any money their way.
They did scorn you. But I do believe this is the year. I like their schedule. I like what they're doing. I like that they've got a running back tandem that could go very far. Matt Schaub stays healthy. Hopefully this year is last year. Was the first year he played all 16 games. I think he does it again this year. I like this team. I like them to go far, and I've guaranteed it.
And now, Steven, so in guaranteeing this, knowing that you have not gone through and done your spreadsheet to figure out the actual schedule and who's going to win and who's going to lose and what records people are going to end up with.
I already know what their record is. I know what their record is going to be.
Even though you haven't done it, you haven't gone through and ticked off.
I've looked at their schedule. I know who they're playing.
Okay. So what's their record going to be, boy?
They are going to end the season at 11-5.
Now, I'm finishing right
now. And that will
now.
Get them a wild card spot.
Okay, now I'm finishing right now, and I got to think by week 16, Peyton Manning can be back and the Colts could beat them. And then week 17, they're playing for it, and they play Tennessee, and they got to beat the crap out of them. And that means in the divisional standings in the AFC South, I've got Houston at 8-8.
Wow, Jeffrey.
Yeah, does that sound familiar to anyone?
Can only eight get and eight? Them to 8-8.
Friends, look, friends. On. I'm trying.
Can you...
I've got them losing to the Falcons.
Listen to me for just a second, all right? I got three more wins than you're giving them, okay?
Yeah.
Last year.
I'm losing to the Steelers. Oh, no.
Last year, the Houston Texans were several games where they should have won the game.
Yes, they were just a play or two away.
Remember the Jacksonville Hail Mary pass?
Steven, that is seared in my memory. Thank you.
Okay, that's a game they should have won. All right. Losing to the Jets 30-27 in New York, they had that game well in hand until at the end they made a crucial mistake and allowed the Jets to score late. That's two games. That's 11 already, okay? Then there was one more game, and I'm trying to find it. It was against Denver, week 16. 24-23, another game that got away from them. That's three wins. They were 9-7 last year. I believe they truly were a 12-4 football team last year. Mm-hmm. They just let three games. They didn't finish them out, and they let those three games get away. They're 12-4. They're in the playoffs last year.
Okay.
This year, they're going to close out those games.
I made a correction, Steven. I gave them the win at Jacksonville coming out of the bye.
All right.
That brings them to nine wins.
So that's what they were last year.
Were they 9-7 last year? There you go.
Yes.
So I don't necessarily have them improving, although I do as a team have them improving.
I don't have them improving.
Record-wise. But that's just, you know, look, I got them winning the games they should win and losing the games they should lose. Although, what is this Miami crap?
I'm sorry. They were
they're up to 10 wins now because I accidentally had them losing at Miami.
Well, you know what? I'm completely wrong. They were not 9-7 last year.
They weren't.
They were awful last year.
Yeah, they were 6-10, weren't they?
They were 6-10.
Thank you. And
So I gave them three more wins. That makes them 9-7. Oh, I'm in trouble.
Look, I've got them up to 10-6 now, Steven.
But we got it. You got to admit those three wins.
They're close. They could have gone in either way.
9-7 is where this is the year. This is it.
So Steven says, forget the data.
Forget the data.
This is the year. This is the year.
It's in the gut.
And besides, he's guaranteed it.
Every once in a while, there's something in the gut. You go with it. I'm going with it with the Houston Texans.
Okay.
Yeah, and partly, too, I believe their defense is going to be much improved. Wade Phillips is going down there. He is getting that defense to play Wade Phillips football. I think he's got the pieces in place that he'll need. Mario Williams is going to shine. This is the year, I guarantee.
This is the year, Steven. Guaranteed it. Moving right along, what team we got next? The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Colts.
Why are you going?
Why are you going Jacksonville Jaguars?
I don't know, because I'm crazy.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
You know, I want to thank listener Sharon for weighing in on the whole Saint discussion and continuing to confuse the matter.
The rules are.
But she has brought in the power of Grammar Girl.
Did Grammar Girl weigh in yet?
No, we haven't had Grammar Girl respond. She's pretty busy pimping her books and stuff.
Okay. Look, Jeffrey, the rule is when a city is abbreviated, you still alphabetize based on the full word.
There you go.
Not the abbreviation.
Understood.
Thank you. All right. I'm good now. Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
I still believe Peyton Manning's their quarterback week one. I'm gonna go down with the ship with
you
that one.
You are going to go down with
I
the ship on that one,
I am going down with
Steven.
The ship. I am El Capitan.
At this point, Steven stands alone. I haven't heard anybody else, aside from maybe Herm Edwards, maybe Tony Dungy, say that, yeah, Peyton's going to be there week one unless he's got flies surrounding his dead body.
El Capitan, I am going down with the ship. Peyton Manning starts week one or I'm going down with the ship. And you know that ship's going to be nasty.
Warning.
Because it's either going to be Curtis Painter.
Take it on water.
Kerry Collins is going to be like, abandoned ship.
Take it on water.
Rats are going to be jumping off the ship and stuff. Trying to say to themselves, I'm going down with it. I think Peyton Manning, you know what? I think Peyton Manning comes back. Unfortunately, they don't win at Houston week one.
No.
But he's going to get back in time week one. All the cobwebs and all the rust knocks it all off week one. Then week two, boom, we're back. We're the Colts. Here we go. And I still believe.
Yeah.
The Colts win this division.
Interesting. Now, Steven, I have done my work, and on the Indianapolis Colts, I have them.
Don't give me some stupid number. I may jump across the table and slap you if you come up with a stupid
like
number.
8-8.
Even is that where you're at?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Where do you see eight losses?
Eight losses to the Pittsburgh Steelers? I don't know.
Okay, that's one.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home.
They are not losing to no stinking Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You on drugs, my friend.
I like Tampa Bay, and we're talking week like four. Bay. And I think that's about when Peyton starts to get back is week four.
He's going
to
dominate them.
And they're down in Tampa. And then they're out of the dome and stuff. And then I've got them losing next one at New Orleans to
First
the Saints.
First of all, about that Tampa Bay game, yeah. That's Sunday Night Football. I mean, Monday Night Football, ESPN. Peyton don't stink on Monday Night
You're
Football.
You're right. And you know what? For a young team like Tampa Bay.
Yeah. That's all the
that's
butterflies.
That's usually enough
to
make you crap your pants.
Yeah. It's just.
All right. I'm jumping on that one. Bang. Okay.
Chase just my.
You look
on.
Like you're gonna go to the bathroom over there. So the New Orleans fun. Saints, week seven. I got beaten the Colts. They're in New Orleans,
in the Superdome. Okay,
and then I have them.
That's gonna be a great game, Sunday Night Football on NBC.
I have them losing to Atlanta.
Come on,
at
dude,
home.
You love Atlanta too much.
And
what is Atlanta gonna be 16-0? Every time I hear you talk about Atlanta,
they're
gonna
go 18-0 this year.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure, right. Steven, I don't think Atlanta walks on water. I don't think there's any team in the NFC that walks on water.
Okay, keep going.
Then I've got them finally losing to New England in New England. That's not a reach. Losing to Baltimore in Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't know about
and,
that.
And losing Week 17 in Jacksonville.
Am I losing to no Jacksonville
well,
Jaguars?
Not if the playoffs are going to be in reach. And if I give them that win, and I look at the division now. I have them at 9-7. That's not going to be good enough for the playoffs. So
wait a minute. So you lose.
I haven't missing the playoffs Steelers, this year, Steven. And
Saints, New England, Baltimore. That's four losses. Where were the other? Where were
Houston
the other?
Week one, okay. Pittsburgh week three.
Okay.
New Orleans week seven.
Three.
Atlanta week nine. These are some pretty darn good teams. New England, week 13. And Tennessee. That's not going to happen. Never mind. So now they've jumped up to a 10-win team.
Yeah. I still think they're a 12-4 team.
No chance in heck. I'll take a lot of money on that one.
I'm on.
All right.
How much do you want to lose?
How much do I want to lose? I'm thinking $20.
$20. Done. Done deal. $20. Colts go 12-4.
James,
or
write
better.
This down because we'll forget.
James is not available at
That's
the moment.
My point.
12-4.
Where the hell is he, by the way? It's 3:00.
It is 3:00.
He's been out of school for half an hour now.
12-4 or better for the Colts. I do believe that is possible. No way do they lose to all of those teams you said right
Houston
now.
Texans will be 10-win team, and Indianapolis will be a 10-win team. Now, here's the thing. I mean, honestly, this team is going to go as far as Peyton Manning will allow them. I have been on the record for nearly a year now saying that the Indianapolis Colts have begun their decline. I did not expect I knew about Peyton's first neck surgery, and I said this is the beginning of a man who's played the game at a high level for a long time, starting to break down. I did not anticipate a second neck surgery. No one did. And so when that came out, I was all the more confident in my prediction that Peyton was part of this team that was on a downhill slide. They're getting old at the wrong positions, where guys are starting to lose a step. And I just – I don't think they
I
have –
I don't want to bet $20 anymore.
I'm right, aren't I?
No, I don't. Not that you're right that they're completely folded.
I didn't say they're completely
folded.
Their schedule.
I think they'll be 11-5. I don't think they're 12-4.
Yeah, and I say 10-6.
Yeah, I think they're 11-5. So we're pretty.
The
close.
The bet's off, James. Oh wait, he's not here.
But the bet is off because I think 11-5 is more likely.
Okay.
Than 12-4.
Very difficult schedule they have ahead of them.
11-5, especially because they're gonna come out of the gate slow.
They're gonna come out of the gate,
which
stumbling.
Is something that Colts don't do.
Come
out of the gate slow. I think they come out of the gate slow, but I think they pick it up and they get enough win. They get 11. I think they get 11. Absolutely.
Well, I would certainly love to see another postseason with Peyton Manning, and certainly for more than 1 week.
Well, that's true.
And that's as long as they stay out of San Diego, they could maybe do that.
It wasn't his fault last year.
It wasn't his fault.
He got his defense, Colts defense, how they let Mark Sanchez drive down at the end of the game like that.
Because Sanchez plays big games. He does. Okay. I'm just
so
saying.
There you go. I got 11-5. Jeff's got 10-4. And Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Is all.
Yeah, thank you.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. This team that was 8-8 last year, Jeffrey. But you know what? They gave up a whole awful bunch of points.
They did, but you know what, Steven? In the offseason, they got a little bit better.
Did they?
Not at the quarterback position, per se. They added Blaine Gabbert. Whom did they add?
Yeah,
no.
Was it
Gabbert? Okay, and, you know, now they've got a quarterback battle on their hand with David Garrard, but David Garrard's been hurt, so it's been Gabbert's job.
David Garrard's the starter, according to
Thank
Jack
you.
Del Rio. He's
Thank you, Jack,
start.
As he should be. Yes. Now, the problem is that they really are in such a difficult division, as we've just outlined with the Houston Texans and the Indianapolis Colts. It's possible those two helmets don't move there on the shelf, Steven. And Jacksonville, and then I think the helmets actually go alphabetic this year in the standings.
No, I'm flip-flopping. You're flip-flop? The Colts and the Texans. The Texans Colts are my wild card team.
Oh, okay. And the Colts are going to win the division there.
Again.
Interesting, yes. Steven, but the schedule is not extremely
because
kind.
I don't think you got the Colts. I mean, the Texans winning the division.
I got a tie at 10-6, and
okay.
So it's going to come down to tiebreakers.
There you go.
And their schedule, unfortunately, what they've got this year is they've got Atlanta outside their conference. They have San Diego outside their division and stuff, and they've got some really tough games. They've got what should be just a third place schedule, if I'm not mistaken. They came in third because they were battling.
The second.
They were second. Pulled them a second place schedule, which is not nice.
Yes, they got a second place schedule they're playing.
Because Houston pissed it away. Got it.
Yes.
Vick.
Yes. Very interesting Jacksonville Jaguar team. Their offseason has been fairly quiet. They did re-sign their big tight end Mercedes Lewis to a 5-year contract. So that's going to be but that's going to be their offense. I mean, that you got your tight end and you got Maurice Jones-Drew, who you pray is 100%. Although he's saying he is 100%, but you know, usually when a player says I'm 100%, that means
if you don't
50.
Go above 100, you're not 100.
I'm feeling 110 today.
Now I believe in
you. Now you believe in
me. Now 100? I'm starting to believe you.
All right. I'm going to let Maurice Jones-Drew know that he needs to proclaim himself to be 110%. I hate people who go above 100%.
Yes, me too. There's no such thing, friends. Hate to break it to you. Wow.
They did go out and try and make their defense a little bit better, getting Paul Posluszny from the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about, you know what, it comes back to the sexy factor, Jeff. Remember, with me, it comes back to the sexy factor. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they're not sexy.
They're actually unsexy. MJD sexy.
But that's it.
And when you're the only sexy one and a bunch of not sexy people, all you don't stand out as much as everyone else looks bad.
Yeah.
Everyone else looks worse. And it's possible that MJD isn't even sexy. We don't know. He's got to get amongst some sexy people for us to even begin to evaluate.
Buddy did struggle last year mightily. But, you know, it wasn't his fault. He, you know, he was battling an injury. And at the wide receiver position, what is this team going to do? I mean, I'm just going to throw you I'm just going to throw you some names, okay?
Okay.
Oh, see, here they come. Mike Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know him?
Absolutely.
Is he sexy?
No.
Okay. Jared Dillard. Armon Benz. Jason Hill.
Armon Benz sounds like a new eating disorder.
Kasim Osgood. Uh-huh. Cecil Shorts.
Yeah, I know Cecil for the wrong reasons, but yeah.
Cecil for the wrong reasons. Cecil is their rookie, along with Jamar Newsom. These guys are just there. At the wide receiver position, Jeffrey, Jason Hill, with 5 years of NFL experience, is your most seasoned veteran guy. They let Mike Sims-Walker go. They don't have anybody to throw the ball to. Anybody who I can rely upon to be there for me when I need to throw the football. And you know what you need to do in this league now in the NFL?
Newsflash, throw the football.
Throw the football!
Newsflash.
I love MJD, but he's not going to carry your team alone.
He can catch some footballs.
This team is regressing a couple games. I see them down near the 5-6.
Steven, what was their record last year?
They were 8-8.
Yeah, I've got them 4-12. And it is simply because of their schedule. It is the schedule again.
For you throw numbers like that,
Steven,
out
I don't like to throw schedules, but here, who's I?
You know the captains aren't going to listen to us anymore.
The captains,
we're being hard
anything,
on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
We don't smoke dope. Never have, never will. Okay, do you see them beating the Jets in New York?
No.
Do you see them beating the Panthers? Sure. Okay, that's one of their four wins.
Nice.
Okay, that's like one of their easy games. Do you see them beating New Orleans?
No.
Okay, do you see them beating Pittsburgh? Do you see them beating Baltimore?
I get it.
Do you see them beating Houston? I've got them beating Indianapolis coming out of their bye. That's how they get their fourth win, and then they go on a six-game losing streak.
Wow, six-game losing streak?
Okay, I'm going to give another. I'm going to give them Cleveland, that they can take Cleveland on the road week 11.
Oh, they're going to go into the dog pound.
Okay, that gets them to five, Steven. But they've got Houston, yeah. San Diego, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Tennessee at home they could beat, and then Indianapolis to end the season. Their schedule is insanely difficult.
It is pretty brutal.
Those poor guys.
I think they'll be in the 6-10 range. Four is a little low.
Oh, well, don't worry. They're up to five now. Remember, they're 5 wins, 5-11 for
all
the Jacksonville
right, so
Jaguars.
Do we see them staying there, or
they stay there because the Tennessee Titans are one of the worst teams I can imagine
the
right now.
The Tennessee Titans.
You know, is there an echo in here?
I think there is.
I don't know what to do with the Titans, Steven. They're going in the wrong direction with the wrong people. They don't even have Chris Johnson. If you don't got Chris Johnson, what do you got?
Well,
a pissed off owner flipping you off.
And he was this. He was like this.
Single finger, double finger, double finger.
He was having fun. Let the old man flip a bird every once in a while.
If you're a billionaire and you're old and you've got middle fingers and they work, have at it.
And you can actually be coordinated enough to use both of them.
And he didn't fold his hands all the way down like girls doing the middle finger. He flipped the bird properly.
Yes, he did. All right. The Tennessee Titans. Obviously, this whole Chris Johnson situation.
It lays a pall over
everything. I like the word brouhaha. Can I call it a brouhaha?
I think it lays a pall. You think it makes it a brouhaha. I think it's sadder than a brouhaha.
Brouhahas are fun? Is that the deal?
No, brouhahas have energy. What we had at practice yesterday for the New Orleans Saints was a brouhaha.
Well, this thing has energy. Chris Johnson's like, look, we flew all the way out there. We let them know what we wanted. They said what they were kind of expecting, and we're not on the same page. Mm-hmm. And so he went back to Orlando, and mm-hmm. it's like, this is your stud running back. Do you understand?
Yeah, no.
Do you understand? Look at me. Do you understand? Without this guy, you are missing a significant part of your offense.
Significant. Define significant.
Significant is like, I would say, 78%
of your offense. I had it at 75, so I think we're in the same ballpark. Yeah, basically, you guys are going to have trouble winning a game. A game, if you don't have Chris Johnson in there. And then what happens next in this brouhaha, as you call it, Steven, what happens next is that Chris Johnson requests a trade.
Although the team has already done a preemptive strike on that, and they have come out immediately, I think yesterday or last night, they came out and said, we will not trade Chris Johnson.
Well, then guess what? Chris Johnson will not play this year. And those spry legs that carry the team every single year will rest and get healthier.
It'll be good for him.
And he will go somewhere else with fresh legs.
Well, if he wants to get tenure for this year so that he can be closer to being out of his contract.
He has to show up in October.
He has to show up later in the year, yeah.
Well, fine. Their bye is week 6, and week 7 is October 23rd. And
I think the following week he's got to be in camp.
He can show up, and then he can have a hamstring problem that lingers.
You know what? My leg.
Well, that's your quad. You keep saying your hamstring. Why are you touching your quad?
Oh, well, this is my quad then. I don't know what this is, but
I'm not a kinesiologist. Yeah, you see, I'm a great running back.
I play football,
and all I know is this hurts.
You guys aren't letting me play football, and this is hurting. I can't play right now, coach. I can't ruin myself. I got a contract.
This is hurting.
I got a contract coming up.
My arm, I think it's broken.
You see, what happened
was I was getting off the train. Yeah. I mean, did I say train? I'm in a bus.
Airplane.
Getting off an airplane, and they hadn't put the skywalk out yet.
The bottom is.
And I fell four stories from the top of the jet to the tarmac.
New coach, new system, new quarterback. Mm-hmm. You don't have your number one running back. Your defense is your defense. The Tennessee Titans are in trouble because what teams do when they come to play them on the defense side of the ball, they're like, all right.
Finally.
Chris Johnson, you know, this guy, you know, if you don't – he 1 minute he's there, it's like, oh, no, he's gone. All right.
But don't worry, he's gone.
Oh, we don't have to scheme for Chris
Johnson.
Why
don't we just kick the quarterbacks? Beep.
And that's exactly what poor old Matt Hasselbeck is going to get.
Poor old Matt Hasselbeck is not going to live long enough to make it through this season.
And then,
he'd be lucky to make it to the bye.
And then we throw Locker out there. We get a rookie.
Okay, Steven, here's the wins I have them getting. Okay, this is just their
you
wins.
You have them getting wins?
I do. I have them beating the Denver Broncos at home week 3.
Okay, it's the Broncos.
Okay, I have them beating the Cincinnati Bengals week 9 at home.
Everybody's going to beat the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay. I have them beating the Jacksonville Jaguars week 16 at home.
3 wins.
That's it. Thanks for coming, friends.
That is
trying to be a hater.
That is, at this time, with no Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
I have them with 2 wins.
So which one of my 3 do you think that they may actually lose?
I think that they'll probably lose to Cincinnati.
You think Cincinnati will take them, even though the Bengals are on the road?
And I think the Bengals will come in and take their business.
It could totally happen. Yeah. I got no problem seeing Andy Dalton coming in and going, these guys,
getting
I
hot,
can win.
Middle of the season.
I can win.
You know, they have a quick early
win
drive.
One.
Yeah, they get a quick early drive. And yeah. It's like, oh, yeah.
And then your defense kind of takes care of everything else.
I think they could either that or the Denver game. The Denver game is early enough that Denver usually early can do
well,
some
I have
damage.
Them beating Denver, so.
That's what I'm saying. So that either Cincinnati or Denver is a loss for them.
But people, please be realistic and not hate the messenger.
No, they're going to hate
okay?
the messenger.
Don't hate the messenger.
We're get
honestly,
email.
Look at
I
your team.
I know Tennessee Times people right now. The email is formulating
I
right
am
now.
I'm encouraging you to write that email and to send it as soon as possible. But do yourself a favor and have a friend read it and say,
first.
Am I of sound mind?
And
or am I just being a complete homer?
Homers are good. We don't discourage homerism.
We don't at all. But when it blinds you, just know that you're blind.
Because you were blinded by the light.
Wrapped up like a deuce and a runner in the night.
Is that what he says?
I have no idea. But it is a deuce, like a deuce coupe.
Okay, you don't
want
to know what I was going to say. Because
well, I don't, because it probably wasn't very nice.
Look who's in town.
James in the house.
Big James.
James coming over here, baby.
We got no mic for James.
We got no mic. We took the mic to camp yesterday.
We took the mic to camp. Oh,
he's horrified. What a face. WTF. Why the face?
Why the face? Yeah, it's not.
Okay, you're going to have to talk loudly. What's up? Talk to us.
Yeah.
Not much.
Oh, my gosh. How was Uprising today?
Why are you hoarse?
That's why he was hoarse. Uprising was today.
Uprising was great. I am very hoarse. I didn't even realize.
Can you tell me what Uprising is? Is that with like a bunch of people?
It's a school thing. No, it's school.
You uprise?
It's a school thing. It's all the classes. They're divided up. segregated as one.
Segregated by class. See, Karl Marx was right.
Why you? You know what? Get out of here. I don't even want to talk about your school anymore.
All the poor kids.
Segregated by class.
So all the poor kids over there.
Poor kids who have scholarships to go to the school have to sit over here, and
pretty
all the
much.
Rich kids,
yeah.
who their parents pay a whole bunch of money, can all hang out together.
And
get
their athletic
out of here.
Boosters.
I didn't realize I was hoarse. I wasn't singing along to the songs in my car today.
You weren't.
I weren't. I wasn't.
I weren't.
It's segregated by class, by freshman, sophomore.
Okay, that you should be more clear when you say that. When you say segregated by – okay.
To be fair.
So it's separated
by
class.
The poor kids are left out, though, right?
Freshman, sophomore, juniors, and seniors. And you're a senior now.
That's correct.
So you were on top of the class.
That's correct.
You're on top of the world.
We were able to weave and deal some unfair advantages during the games.
Nice. So
did my daughter get hurt?
She did not. She was fine at the end of the day.
Did she at the end of the day? That was rather ominous, Sony.
So, James, as a senior, as big man on campus, have you chosen the girl for this year? Your girl.
She's just a girl. A girl you want.
But she's unnamed.
She's the name. Come on, man.
She's just
this
a girl.
Is the
a girl you want.
This
there's
is
no
the
secrets
cave.
In the rave
yeah,
game.
There's no secrets
I
in here.
I just said that the Tennessee Titans would only get 3 wins.
And I said they were only going to get 2.
I say they're only going
to
get 1.
Oh. You're blowing out your...
You are. You don't even know who the Tennessee Titans are.
They're from Tennessee.
Where in Tennessee?
Knoxville.
Nice try.
Knoxville.
They were for a year. Mm. Now they're in Memphis.
All right.
And James, I bumped that camera. Can you make sure that camera's okay? After Steven bumped it, I bumped it. Thank you.
You bumped it again? Well, I checked it
I
after
kicked
I bumped it.
I didn't because I was busy trying to get to lunch.
All right. So the Tennessee Titans, there you go. So I've got Colts, Texans, Jags, Titans.
Texans, Colts, Jags, Titans.
Well, there you
based
go.
Based on a tiebreak.
Wow. Giving the tiebreak to the Texans.
Yeah.
Let's move on, Jeffrey, to the AFC West, where we'll start with the Denver Broncos. Yeah. Now, John Fox has come in.
Speaking of sexy, yawn.
Wait, John L.
Steven, if there's any way that he and Sarah Jessica Parker ever had their own children, they would literally be thoroughbreds.
Ouch. Wow, I know you always call
well,
Sarah
ponies.
Jessica Parker
horse face.
But
and seriously, this is coming from a guy whose wife had a poster of him up when he was at Stanford in her room up in Palo Alto.
I'm
so,
sorry, she's sexy.
She is sexy for a horse. And you know who else is sexy
for
in his own
horse.
Way? John Elway.
Okay. I don't know about John Elway. Sarah Jessica Parker is sexy, period.
No, you haven't seen her in Ed Wood. You put her in black and white, and it's quite terrifying, actually, Stephen.
Okay. Denver Broncos. Is it our job to find something good to say about the team?
Okay.
All right.
They made the right decision in keeping Kyle Orton.
Yes. Yes, there's something good.
High five. High five.
There you go. They kept Kyle Orton as their starter. Good decision.
Did not let him get to Miami where he could make them not stink so badly.
How scary would this team have been had they let Orton get away?
And Tebow was going to be the man?
Again,
we have nothing personal against Tim Tebow.
None.
Think he is a great guy. However, as an NFL quarterback, lacking. Greatly lacking.
You know what? Boomer Esiason came out and said that.
Oh, come on.
Boomer came out and said, as a guy, he's a man of great character.
Yeah.
My daughter would say, I'm marrying Tim Tebow. I'd be like, fantastic. I'd be very happy for her. But
my daughter said I was going to marry him, I'd be even more grateful because he's not playing football.
Well, he's like, but to
Football's
lead
dangerous.
My team, to lead my team. As a quarterback, no, he can't throw. He went out to say he can't throw.
Well, but here's the difference. Here's the thing that people who fail to give Tim Tebow enough credit fail in this department. He made a very critical distinction. Throwing well and leading a football team. I'm not sure what they have to do with each other, Steven. Okay? What Tim Tebow is best at is winning. That is what he has done in his career with sub-average ability. And when somebody can go out and be an effective leader with sub-average ability and use their legs to extend plays and things, you're looking at somebody who's pretty good. But that was college.
Surrounded by a mass of talent at a collegiate level.
However, everyone you talk to about him, what a tremendous leader. To a man.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I do believe.
I can't speak to that.
Steven, I do believe that if he was the starting quarterback in the Denver Broncos, they end up winning more games than people expect. How many is that? One or two? I don't know. And he will do it through sheer force of will, a la Vince Young when he was with the University of Texas, Steven. He could will a victory sometimes, as he did in the Rose Bowl against USC. I think they had more talent at USC. But Vince Young said, I'm taking this team on my shoulders and we're going to win, period, full stop. Don't even try and get in my way.
Yeah, enough about the collegiate ranks.
Yeah. Where's Vince Young right now?
Exactly.
He may or may not be the number two guy in Philadelphia. And where's Tim Tebow? He may or may not be the number two guy in Denver. We haven't checked in today with Coach John Fox. So they've got a new system there, new people, new general manager and everything, and it's going to take them a while to right the ship.
With Kyle Orton, I think they're a much better team. And I do believe that they win some more games with Kyle Orton at the helm. I don't have them competing for this division, though.
No, unfortunately, this division, this is really, to me, the AFC is a case of the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
And the haves have really good, and the have-nots have not really well. That's my silly way of saying if you're bad, you're really bad. If you're good, you're really good.
Have good stuff.
And the have-nots just stink.
Just they're not.
They've got years of work ahead of them to become competitive, which is why, seriously, the only team I have that even close to the middle, Steven, is the Cleveland Browns. They're the only team that's sitting there kind of in between. Well below them is all the rest of the teams. Your Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, Cincinnati Bengals, Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans.
Wow, you even got
Kansas
the Dolphins
Chiefs.
I think the Dolphins are a bubble team.
They've got a good defense.
They're a bubble team.
But I don't have them winning many games.
Well, the problem is that they're in the division that they're not going to win.
They're in the division just like the AFC North, where the haves and have-nots, the distinction is even bigger.
So how many games do you think the Broncos win?
Denver, I have with four. I've been repeating 4-12 this year,
just
which
like
saddens me.
Year.
I don't want them to be a four. I mean, I see them going on a tremendous skid again at the end of the season. Yeah. They start off playing kind of 500 ball, and then it all just goes in the toilet because the teams that they're playing are so tough.
All right, let's head over to Kansas City and the Chiefs.
Cheese.
This is not cheese. Chiefs.
Oh, those don't taste nearly as good.
The Chiefs. Well, have you?
No, I've never actually tasted a Chief. But it also looks like the word chef. And they make good stuff.
Well, that's the great commercial. A great Snickers commercial. I love it to this day.
Yeah.
Is the old man. He's painting the end zone. Chiefs, right? He's painting the end zone. He's on his knees. Painting it. He's the whole – the guys are practicing in the background.
It's all perfect.
The team's practicing in the background. And he's been there the whole day while the team is practicing. And the team starts walking in the locker room, and he's just finishing. He's standing there admiring his work. And the guy, big guy, big dude, comes up to him and is like, hey, that's great. But who are the chefs?
Who are the chefs?
Oh, great, googly, moogly.
I'm a butter, butter, sutter, water cutter.
He goes, oh, googly, moogly. He gets all mad.
Very nice.
But the chefs, this is a team inside an enigma wrapped around
a cone of silence stuffed
inside
a box.
Pandora's box. That's what this team is. I have no idea what to make of the Kansas City Chiefs. Just because last year they jumped out and they surprised people. They surprised people. And the next thing you know, it's like, wait a minute. How did Kansas City win the division at 10-6? They surprised people.
They surprised people. And, Steven, I have them, unfortunately, dropped down to 8-8 this year.
Yeah, I think that first place win of first place schedule is going to hurt them because that means they got the Colts, the Steelers, and the Patriots, and those are three losses right there as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not even going into your division yet where you've got the Chargers, who I believe will be much better than their 9-7 record of last year. They just, You know what? This team, you know why I have a hard time with this team, Jeff?
No.
Because they want to be sexy. They kind of, they from far
you
away.
Think Todd Haley wants to be sexy?
Yeah, they want to be
dull,
sexy.
Steven.
Look, from far away, it's the girl that you see, and it's like, man, look, who is that? And then you get, she keeps walking, and she's getting closer, and you're like,
and can
wow,
I tell you what it is?
Who is
can
that?
I tell you what it is
and
about
then,
her? Can I guess?
What?
She's got a big Virginia Slim hanging out of her lips.
I don't know, but something.
She's got a cigarette hanging out. You're like, oh, come on.
She just comes.
Buzzkill, buzzkill.
She gets close to you, and you're just like, it's not what I thought, man. It's not what I thought. And it's the Kansas City Chiefs. That's
Buzz
what they are.
Kill.
Far away, man, they look good. They look sexy. Everything is great. And then they come, and they get close. You get a little bit closer to them. You start looking at them, and it's like, yeah, it's not what I thought, Jeffrey.
Or she raises up her arm, and as an American, she has hair under her armpits. You're like, oh, come on, really?
She might
you
be
just
European.
Killed it for me. As I said, she's American.
She's American.
She's
okay.
American.
We know she's American.
We know. She's in Kansas City.
Look, the Chiefs
Misery.
Have gone out, and they've made some moves. They brought in Stevie Breston. Jonathan Baldwin, their number one pick, who we talked about, got a fight with his teammate, Thomas Jones. So they're not even sure if they're going to be able to use him this year. So they still got Dwayne Bowe. They got Jamaal Charles, who everybody is raving about.
They got help for Dwayne Bowe over on the other side. What, Braylon Edwards?
Stevie Breston.
Stevie Breston, that's right.
The thing
they've added
about
some
the
talent.
Kansas City Chiefs is, look, last year on the defensive side of the ball, the Chiefs gave away some points. I think up over 325 or something like that points overall. Here's what I'll say about the Kansas City Chiefs.
What are you going to say about the Kansas
they
City Chiefs?
They will keep games close and interesting all season long.
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all. I think Todd Haley has this team clearly headed in the right direction.
Yep.
I think they've got the right pieces, the right talent. Matt Cassel is showing that he was never as good as he was in New England, and he was never as bad as he was that first year out of New England.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's finally coming into his own as an NFL quarterback. He's not playing in the New England Patriots system anymore. This is a brand-new offensive scheme for him that he's going to blossom in, Steven. And I think he's going to take further steps, and they're going to compete every freaking week. I'm going to look at their schedule right now. I wonder if there's really a team on their schedule that is just going to just roll them and smoke them. And I don't see it, Steven.
I think the Pittsburgh Steelers, maybe. The Patriots, the Steelers, and the Colts.
Yeah.
They are playing a first division schedule.
A first place schedule. Yeah.
And the other three first place teams are, I think, just light years ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, but you know what? Kansas City, very much like the Cleveland Browns, is one of these teams that's on the right track. They do not need to panic. Their fans should have every reason to be encouraged because you guys are a year or two away from being in the playoffs.
They were in the playoffs last year.
But they should get used to that place because they're organizationally in the position that they need to be consistently amongst the playoff contenders.
I don't think they make the playoffs this year just because of, you know, the other teams.
I'm finishing at 8-8.
Yeah, 8-8 is not
which is second in the AFC West.
Yes.
Worst, if you ask me. But you know what, though? They're in good shape, and they're a good company because, you know what, that overall in the conference, where does that put you as the Kansas City Chiefs? It puts you right in the middle, tied for 8th.
Yeah. All right. Silver and black time, the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders.
It's kind of like this, isn't it? Not really
no,
like that, is it?
Not at all.
More like the Pirates that don't do anything.
Okay. Now, if I'm going to use this throughout my whole divisional preview, if I'm going to use this analogy of being sexy.
Yeah.
The Oakland Raiders are that team that was sexy a long time ago. Okay?
And when we mean a long time ago, we mean as as long ago as 1982.
Thirty years ago.
They went to the Super Bowl the year John Gruden left and everything, and lost to Tampa Bay. But you know what? That Oakland Tampa Bay Super Bowl was one of the weirdest Super Bowls of all time.
One of the most mismatched.
I don't want to take away your moment of greatness that you guys went. Okay.
Yes.
It was Gruden's team that Gruden built. However.
But.
How close did you come the next
they
year?
They used to be sexy.
How close did you come the year after that?
Now, they're trying to live on that past sexiness.
Yeah. You know how old?
They're still wearing provocative outfits, but they shouldn't be.
So they're a scantily dressed old hoe.
No, that's not what I said at all. Those are your words. Please don't put them.
They're the
in
cocktail
mine.
Waitress from the what's the casino? The bad one.
The Sahara?
No, the one with the water in your room.
The
it's not
Imperial
a fish
Palace?
Tank. The Imperial Palace. The cocktail waitress at the Imperial Palace.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you
You'll
that.
You'll give that's, me that, okay.
That's what they are.
It's like, really? You must have been great looking in your day. Rich Gannon is a co-host along with Pat Kerwin on the Sirius NFL Blitz.
To ever talk or be in Oakland or talk about Oakland.
And Rich Gannon is like back in those years when they were sexy all the time.
Well, he's not that old. He played in the early 2000s. He's the one that got him to the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay. So he's
and I like
not
Rich.
That
old. I like Rich a lot, but he's the last piece to me of that legacy. Darius Heyward-Bey, really fast.
Well, Terrell Pryor, who they just got in
they
the supplemental
They just picked
draft.
Up really
and
fast.
They gave him a four-year contract. How do you give a
three-year
contract?
Draft pick to a guy that you don't even know what you're going to do with him? Oh. 4 years? Oakland.
We're going to develop it. He's the future quarterback.
They have their heads where it does not belong. Does not belong. And, Steven, it's really a shame.
They won eight games last year. Here's my first question about the Oakland Raiders. You go 8-8. You're .500 football for the first time in a very long time. And you decide we're going to get rid of the head coach who brought us to 8-8.
I'm sorry. We made so much fun in the day of the hiring of Tom Cable. And we called him the Cable guy and all sorts. But what did he do year after year?
He got better. He got better.
Year after year, you got better. You went from 4 wins to 6 wins to 8 wins. You're like, huh. Well, 8 wins isn't good enough for a Raider football, so you're gone. I'm sorry. That's the best you've been in a long time.
How do you know he's not going to get you to 10 wins
next year in
the playoffs?
He could be the most unsexy thing that happens to be a great football coach. Yeah. You don't know, but you screwed it up. And now Hugh Jackson's in there. I mean, Hugh Jackman. I always get them mixed up, the actor and the head football coach.
It's not Wolverine. Okay.
He's cool. He's sexy. Yeah.
But the Oakland Raiders, they continue to just amaze. Look, last year they brought in Jason Campbell. We thought, hey, Jason Campbell's going to be the guy to turn this team around. He's going to be, and then
they didn't let him play.
Yanked him. And so now they think, now we're going to go back to Jason Campbell. Now he's all right.
Jason, we're all in with you again. Even though we took Terrell Pryor and gave away one of our only draft picks of next year's draft.
I really don't know what's up with the organization.
No, we're totally behind you, Jason.
Saying something nice. If Darren McFadden is healthy, he will at least help the running game and help the offense. The problem with the Raiders last year, they couldn't get in the end zone. Okay, they only had – are you ready for this?
Standing by.
They in the division, they were third in how many touchdowns they scored last year within their division. They're gonna have to put up more points.
Yep.
Defensively, they gave up 371. Not as many as the Broncos. I won't tell you how many they gave up. But
well, and part of the problem with the Raiders is you always know you can run the ball. Yes. And if you can run the ball, then you dominate the time of possession. You make their defense tired. You keep your offense on the field. It's like so many things favor you. And just because you can't throw against them does not mean that they're a better team than you.
Yeah.
And the Oakland Raiders, that's the thing that they're really good at. Their corners are terrific. Their safeties are pretty good.
The problem about the Raiders is they think that they can continue to throw the long ball whenever to bail them out.
Every team must be able to throw the long ball to be successful.
No, that's not the key anymore.
No, every team must be able to throw the long ball occasionally to be successful,
yes,
to keep people from stacking the box.
Right.
But the Raiders are trying to do it on every possession. We're going deep.
They can't play air football.
Every possession, you're trying a 35-yard strike. Really?
Yeah.
You don't even have guys that are capable, aside from
no one.
No. They got the Jacoby Ford's okay. He can be counted on sometimes.
Yes.
Heyward-Bey has hands are bricks. And
butter.
What are you going to do? brick or butter. He's either going to drop it, clank, or it's going to slide right through. Either way, it's not in his hands.
Yeah, I still that there's here, but there's been too many mistakes with drafting over the last several years for the Oakland Raiders.
Yes,
I have them last in the division.
Have them second to last at 6-10.
Okay, finally the San Diego Superchargers.
If the Houston Texans are the team that's going to be that in a bag of chips every year, then what does that make the San Diego Chargers, Steven?
They are the team. Well, look, they've gotten to the playoffs. They've gotten to the playoffs. They just haven't been able to take it to the next level.
What happened last year?
Well, last year was the first year.
You see, what happened was our special teams forgot how to play, and we forgot that that's a third of the game.
Yeah, they had special teams problems, and I think they've corrected them.
Offense? Fantastic. Defense? Fantastic. That's it, right?
Not so much.
Oh, that, yeah. They blew at least four games on special teams, period. End of story.
I think no distraction of Vincent Jackson this year. You know, Phillip Rivers has got Vincent Jackson. This guy, he's got Malcolm Floyd. These guys are healthy. He's not going to be throwing to a bunch of no-name wide receivers that you can't even pronounce, or Aja Tutu and stuff like that. Okay, he's got the guys that he knows.
No more Steven Saint aromatherapy?
That's right. Ryan Matthews, I think, will be better than he was in his rookie season.
Certainly the fumbling.
And the injury, I think he's healthy, and I think that is tremendously going to make an offense that was already pretty potent even more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
On the defensive side of the ball, they went out and they got Takeo Spikes. They said, you know what? We were a really good defense, but we need to get better. And they went out and they got Takeo Spikes, and they brought in some other pieces.
Patrick Willis looks like he missed him. Oh, yeah.
Just a little. So the San Diego Chargers, I think, are buffed up on both sides of the ball. I think they're clearly the favorites again to win this division.
They are.
Even though they lost it by a game last year. I think this year, if the San Diego Chargers start hot, be careful, because they could go on a...
Yeah, they have a pretty simple schedule relative to their ability. I've got them finishing at 12-4. The question is, do they get a week one bye? Honestly, in my opinion, is the only question. They have to basically finish better than Pittsburgh or New England, and I'm not sure they can do that. So they'll probably end up hosting a week one playoff game. Yeah, I'm thinking that far ahead for the San Diego Chargers, because the chance of them starting off slow, given how crappy a schedule the opponents that they play are so poor, that it's a walk in the park, Steven.
It's the first 5 weeks. They do have one tough game there.
They play
New England.
Yeah.
In New England.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So we count that as a loss. Big deal.
It's tough for West Coast teams to travel to the East and play good football.
But here's what else they got.
They
host the Vikings. They host the Chiefs. They host the Dolphins.
And then they
go to Denver.
And then
they have a bye. Come on.
Which allows them to prepare for the Jets in New York.
It gives them an extra week to prepare for the Jets, and you need an extra week to prepare for the Jets, and I'm still not sure they win that game.
But the whole rest of the outside of the Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
Very manageable schedule. Manageable, winnable games.
They got Baltimore at home, which is right where you want to be. You want to be at home to play them.
I tell you what, before we head to the NFC East this weekend, I promise to, finish my cheat sheet.
Well, you should, since the season starts pretty soon. See, we're out of time. If you want to hear what we had to say about the Raiders 49ers fiasco, you got to go look up on YouTube or whatever the 5 Minute Football Fix for that, and you'll hear our thoughts about that.
You'll be very happy to know, yes, we have came.
Coming to iTunes near you.
All of these shows are coming as video casts to iTunes. We're going to have them up very soon. 49ers Goldmine, Cowboy Star Report, 5 Minute Football Fix, and your fantasy football buddies.
Say whatever you want about Jeff and Steven, but we're pussies and we cave in.
All right, that's all the time we have. I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
And this has been your NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.